could there possibly be any more technology or any more equipment that could help you with your lymphatic? Find out on this next podcast of Digest This.
Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you for joining us. If you're a first-time listener, welcome to our journey. And if you're one of our regular listeners, we love you and appreciate that you have continued on this journey with us. So, let us continue the journey. And if you are a first-time listener, I highly recommend that you go back to the beginning of January, because this particular series that we're on now, that we've been doing for 4 months almost, actually started in January.
With your journey.
With my journey.
That's of your lymph nodes.
Of my lymph nodes, right.
So you have to update everyone.
Right. Okay, so I'll update you.
She heard about the secret podcast, by the way.
I did.
Not so secret anymore.
That's right. And I just wanted to thank my beautiful wife and those of you that have been praying for me. Thank you so much. That means so much to me. And yes, like she said, we absolutely believe in the power of prayer. And so I did have my scan, my ultrasound scan on Saturday, and I wasn't very nervous. I was actually pretty calm. After I had it done is when I got nervous because of something the tech said. Okay, and now I understand even more so why when the techs are doing our study, the radiology studies, they should not say anything. It should just be small talk, like, how's your family?
How's your day?
Do you have a dog? Because everything was going great. She was scanning me. She did the right groin inguinal nodes first, and then she moved over to the left, and she was actually going pretty fast. So to me, I was like, oh, she must not be seeing much.
Right,
this is good.
Right along.
I like this because last year, she like was there in my groin area for like over an hour.
And you said it was the same girl, right?
It was the same girl, yeah. So she's like, oh, you're back. And so when she got to the left side, she was like halfway through that. And then she says, and you can't feel this?
You can't feel these?
You can't feel these?
These don't bother
you? These don't bother you? And at that point, like, my brain just went crazy.
Of course.
You know, and I'm like, really? You had to say that. Up until this point, I was very grounded and centered and doing good and feeling like, you know what? It's all in God's hands, because ultimately it really is. Mm-hmm. And really, I shouldn't have gotten frazzled by what she said, but I did. I got somewhat frazzled because I think that's the first thing I told Tina, who went with me and was waiting for me. So it's Saturday, right? And Tina's like, you need to text the radiologist and you need to tell him, hey, I just had this done. Can you take a look?
I'm like, who is her dear friend, by the way?
Who is a very dear friend of mine. But I was like, no.
Yeah. We have a great relationship with him because we have to with all the patients we send for radiology things. So,
I didn't want to bother him on his day off.
Of course not.
You know, I didn't want to.
Dr. Cruz.
I didn't want to bother him, and but it just kept bothering me. and the girl's like, "Oh, you'll hear from us in about 3-4 days." So Tina's like, just text him, tell him, hey, I just had the scan done. If you wouldn't mind taking a peek at it and maybe giving me a call in a couple days, you know. So just kind of making it, you know, really, I'm like, call me right now. Anyways, he texted me right back and he was like, oh, yeah, I'll call you right back in a few minutes. And he did. And so he told me, and I told Tina, I know I'm getting to the punchline. I told Tina, The best would be that they're gone.
Right. Let's say the order
the
of
order, right?
Good, better, best.
That's right. The best would be that they're gone, that God has wiped me clear and clean of any disease. Mm-hmm. The next best would be that they've shrunken. And the next best would be that they're still there, but there hasn't been any progression. And then obviously then the worst would be that it's gotten worse. Mm-hmm. So he called me and he was like, hey, you know, so look, the lymph nodes are still there, but they're unchanged, they don't look any bigger, and there's no new lymph nodes, which I was like, praise God, hallelujah. Because last year in September, what concerned him was that there were so many more new lymph nodes that had grown compared to the previous scan from the year before. Mm-hmm. So I was
ecstatic.
I was ecstatic. Yeah. I mean, Tina was next to me driving.
And he also told you that he felt it was something.
Yeah, he said that based on the fact that they're unchanged and there's no new lymph nodes, there's no progression, that he really felt, to him, this seemed like something probably more inflammatory than anything else.
And you admitted to me right after, too, because we went and talked after you had the exam, before we got the results, that you really felt like out of the 7 months since you had found out and mm-hmm. you had been working on all of your journey, right? Like all the stuff that we've been talking about in these podcasts, that you really had only kind of found your rhythm and were relaxed in it the last couple months.
It's true.
Because before that, you were trying everything. You were probably going over the top. You were stressing yourself out, which probably wasn't helping the situation. And it takes time. Right? We talked about that.
It does.
Like it had probably taken years for your lymph nodes to build up the junk that's in there. Mm-hmm. It's not going to go away in just a few months.
Exactly.
Right? So the fact that it didn't progress mm-hmm. anymore is great. That means that everything you're doing is helping.
Absolutely.
And we talked about how just continuing on this path that you're on and just stay the course.
That's right. And just be, I mean, and it's true. It's only in the last, I would say 2 months maybe, where I've really started to relax and feel more grounded with what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. You know, I've got a routine. Mm-hmm. I've got a routine with what I'm doing, with my different modalities, and where I'm just feeling not so stressed. And I know that those first few months, you know, September of last year all the way through probably January, like I was just a little bit of a mess. Like I remember even right after Christmas, we went to Big Bear, and I remember like I took the vibrator machine with us.
Yes, you did.
And I was doing it twice a day. And even then I remember at that point still being so stressed out, like during my vacation. Mm-hmm. And that's
no
fun.
Yeah.
That's no fun. So yeah, the last couple months I've been feeling a lot more grounded, a lot more calm. Oh, well, the other thing I started doing in January was the energy work too, mm-hmm. which I think has really helped a lot as far as feeling more calm and centered and grounded. And trusting God and you know, I'm doing my part, but what I was doing is here I'm taking my worries, I'm giving them to God, but then I'm snatching them right back away from him, basically saying, yeah, you can't handle this, God. You know, you can't handle this. This is too much for you. Mm-hmm. You know, so where's my faith there?
Right.
You know? Yeah. Anyways, I don't want to start crying right now.
We digress.
That's right. Okay, so I'll take that news. I was so excited, mm-hmm. so ecstatic. I mean, are you kidding me? This was like, for me, the best news. So I don't care that they're not gone, because like we were talking about, it took time for it to develop. Mm-hmm. It's gonna take time for it to get better, right. Okay? So continuing on our journey, the next piece of equipment that I wanna show you that I invested in is called the Qi machine.
That's right. We have a lot of equipment.
That's right.
In our house right now.
That's right. So the Qi machine sits right next to the vibrator machine or plates that we bought and that we demonstrated to you several weeks ago. And so basically, it's a machine. We're going to demonstrate it. But it's a machine that helps with your with movement. It's kind of like a mode of passive aerobic exercise. It helps with your circulation, and in helping the circulation also helps the lymphatic system. So it helps with all of that. It's creating movement. And because of the way it moves, in fact, they've compared it to the movement of a fish. It's also moving your spine in a very gentle way, mm-hmm. okay? And the movement of the spine is very important as far as keeping, energy flowing through us.
Yeah, so it can work on back pain, mm-hmm. leg pain. The other thing it can do is stress. reducer right. as well.
So. That's right. So obviously I got it because...
because it said it helps with the lymph.
It helps with the lymph.
Yeah. Anything out there that says it helps with the lymph, we now own it.
That's
in case
right.
you're wondering.
If there's like a spark plug that they say helps with the lymph, I'm all over that.
Yeah. Well, the other thing too is this is a great exercise for people who, or a great machine to use for people who are limited in their mobility.
Yes, yes.
They can't exercise, they can't move the body, you know, like just walking and running and lifting weights and stuff like that. It just helps to keep the body moving.
Exactly.
Right? It's really,
exactly.
really important.
Exactly. So, with that in mind, we're going to move over to our show and tell.
All right.
Our show and
I'll
tell.
I'll record you getting on the machine.
All right. All right. So, as you can see, this is the Qi machine right here. Okay. Here. Want me to lift it for you?
Sure.
All right. I mean, it's actually pretty portable. Like, I could take this to work with me if I wanted to.
It's got a little handle on it and everything.
Which I have considered buying one for work.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Yes, but it has a little handle.
Of course she has.
Yes, it plugs in. And there are different, there are a few different brands. This was created or developed by a Japanese physician. And so the very first one was made in Japan. So anyways, so you lie in it, you put your kind of like right like around your ankles. All right, how are we doing?
Can we set this down by you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do I need this?
Just off to the side.
Okay. All right. So you lie in the machine. And then you've got, and depending on the machine, I mean, this machine is a very simple machine, but you turn it on, it's already pre-programmed. It's a 15-minute long session, which from what I've read is actually more than enough. Okay. And actually there's a lot of massage therapists that are using this, that are getting this as a ancillary service that they offer. And there's also, physical therapists that are using it. So, okay, so this little thing turns it on. And now if you can zoom over to my feet, you can see how it moves. And this little dial, you can get it moving faster. This is actually the maximum right here. I'm gonna actually slow it down. Well, no, I'll leave it there. But you can kind of see how the body just moves very slowly, rhythmically, and like I said, they use the analogy that it's like you're moving like a fish in the water, because that's kind of like the motion that your body is doing. And you could see how, you know, that would move your spine, and because of the motion that's going on down there, it's stimulating the flow of blood, the vasculature, and because your legs are a little bit elevated, it's going to be good because it'll kind of, you know, you've got a little bit of gravity working there to kind of pull everything down this or up this way. So anyways, this is a Qi machine.
How much was this one?
This one was, I think it was $119.
Mm-hmm. Pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
For what it can do.
I mean, honestly, yes, I bought stuff, but I don't think I went that crazy. I mean, I was kind of, you know, trying to keep it at a minimum. I mean, I didn't go out and buy an infrared sauna, even though I must say I did get a quote on it.
Yeah, I think total, all the equipment that we bought was probably around $500 total.
Yeah. Well, probably a little more because we bought the Healthy Mat, and we're going to talk about the Healthy Mat on the next one.
Okay.
But anyways, so this is the Qi machine. And I'm going to go ahead and stop it, but just wanted you to see it. And it's, I mean, Tina's been using it. She's been using it pretty regularly, too. So I usually, when I come home at the end of the day, after being on my feet all day long, I will come home and I'll go straight upstairs and I'll get on the Qi machine. You know, and like I said, it's just a 15 minute run, so it's not that long. And it just, you know, once I'm done, I stay there for a couple minutes, and then a lot of times I'll even raise my legs up on the wall just to allow the fluid, you know, the blood circulation and the lymphatic fluid to just kind of work its way up my legs, I guess.
Yeah. So. And I've been using it primarily after my workouts. Mm-hmm. It's like the thing that kind of like winds me down.
Okay.
So
good.
Yeah.
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 So we just wanted to share that with you, and I wanted to give you my news on my update, which I was very excited about. And so what am I going to do from here on out now? I'm going to continue the course. Mm-hmm. I'm going to continue the course, doing what I'm doing, continuing with the lymphatics and the colonics, and, you know, I'm doing energy work, but I'm you know, I've been doing pretty good on that, and my energy coach is saying that, you know, we can start
slowing down on that,
and doing the yoga. I mean, I think the yoga, doing yoga has really, really helped a lot, mm-hmm. too. Eating healthy and drinking a ton of water. Mm-hmm. Drinking a ton of water.
And then you're going to keep going for more scans.
Yes.
Every 6 months?
Probably every 6 months. So mm-hmm. I'll probably get another scan in the fall. And in the meantime, we're going to keep going. We do still have a few more things that we want to share with you about things that I've been using, my journey. And so we'll continue. So thank you again for joining us, and we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.